Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Zayin in the Ohiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting the top of the Amud. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah Cheresh Amindaber Ve'inu Shemea. The Mishnah has a separate segment to say that Cheresh that can speak but cannot hear, Lo Yitroim Vim Toram Trumos or Trumo. He should not do Truma L'chatchila, but if he did the Truma, it's okay. Says the Gemara, L'mi Nitzucha? Who's the man d'omer that says this? This is according to Rabbi Yossi. Haydin Rabbi Yossi, which Rabbi Yossi? Haydin Tani and Tamon, what we learned there, in Gvor and Brochus, Ha koyre et Shema, someone who reads Shema, who says Shema, V'lo yishmiya lo ozdoi, and did not hear the words coming out of his mouth, Yotzo, he's still Yotze. Rabbi Yossi Yohimer, lo Yotzo. Rabbi Yossi says, he's not Yotze. So meaning, what do you see over here? Rabbi Yossi holds that you have to hear what you're saying. When you do Truma, L'chatchila, one should do truma with a bracha. But if he cannot hear what he's saying, according to Abbasi, he's not really doing a bracha. The same way when he's doing shema, he's not really doing shema without hearing what he's saying. So therefore, Abbasi says, he should not do truma l'chatchila, because he can't do the bracha. If he did it, it works. Rabbanan hold by shema, if you don't hear, it's okay. So here, the bracha was just an addition to the actual mitzvah you could do without hearing, saying the bracha. And that can be done even l'chatchila. Now here the Rashi Sirilau adds a sentence to the Gemara, and the Reb Chaim uses it as well, and to explain the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara now is quoting Tam Matanin, and we're learning in from Maseches Megillah, Hakol Kshem Likrois Es Megillah. Everybody can read the Megillah. Chutz Micheresh Shoyte VeKatan. Cheresh Shoyte VeKatan are not allowed; they are not able to be Moitzi people with reading the Megillah. So the Gemara understands the fact that it says that a Cheresh is reading the Megillah. We're not talking about a deaf mute. Deaf mute is not able to read the Megillah anyway. You have to be someone who's able to speak. So we talk about someone who's deaf but is not mute. So it says to him, who's that? Omar Matno, that is Shitas Rabbeisi. Do you have to hear what you're saying? Because according to Rabbanon, you don't have to hear what you're saying. Why can he read the Megillah without hearing himself? Says the Gemara, Omar Avyesi, Avina Savin Meimar, Ma Pligim Rabbeisi Rabbanon. Says Rabbeisi, the Amoyura says, we thought to say that what's the Machlokes of Rabbeisi Rabbanon? Bishma, dafka and kriya shma. Dichtiv bei shma, because you have the word shma. And as the Gemara and Brochus teaches us, that shma, you have to be mashmiya lozno, you have to hear what you're saying, because it says shma. Hashar kol mitzvahs loy. But other mitzvahs, maybe you don't have to hear yourself. The fact that Ramata learned that the Megillah is according to Abyeisi, hadom roi shma yishar mitzvah shma ter. You see, there's no difference between shma and other mitzvahs. Always, according to Abyeisi, you have to hear yourself. But say when you're reading Shema, say when you're reading the Megillah. And therefore, when it says in the Maseches Megillah that a Cheresh should not read the Megillah, that goes according to Abyeisi, because it doesn't apply his halacha only for Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara, Matayim and Abyeisi, what is the reason of Abyeisi and other mitzvahs? Mishnah of Shema, it says Shema, you have to be Meshpiyat your ears. What about other mitzvahs? Says the Gemara, Ve'ezanto le'mitzvahiso, you listen to the mitzvahs. And the more Darshans, Shema Loz Necho Mashapicho Medaber. You should be able to hear with your ears what your mouth is saying. Any mitzvah that requires the mouth, like Megillah, you should be able to hear it. Says the Gemara, Marav Chizda, Chizda argues. Chizda says, no, really, Rabbi Yossi spoke only about Shema. Hi, in Maseches Megillah, it says that a Cheresh should not read the Megillah. So similarly, we're talking about Cheresh, who is deaf but not mute, is able to speak. And you still say you can't read the Megillah. So you see that Rabbi Yossi is talking not only in Shema, but also in other mitzvahs. So the more no, leis kan cheresh. Really, cheresh does not apply to Megillah. So why is cheresh mentioned in the Mishnah? Hashikas loshon hi masniso. Because we mentioned shoyte v'katan, we mentioned also cheresh. And really the cheresh we're referring to is a deaf mute. Can't hear, can't speak, so anyway he can't read the Megillah. And the only reason he's mentioned because he's part of that same series of shoyte v'katan. Says the Rabbi Yossi, "Mistabrio yoydi Rav Chizdo betrumos di Rabbi Yossi." Says Rabbi Yossi, "The Amiro, it does make sense that Rav Chizdo, even though he holds that by Megillah a cheresh amidaber veino shemea, who can talk but can't hear, he could read the Megillah according to Rabbi Yossi, but by trumos our Mishnah, this is Rabbi Yossi. So even though Rabbi Yossi holds in other mitzvahs, you don't have to hear yourself. But when you say brachas, Rabbi Yossi does require lechatchila at least to be able to hear what you're saying, and that's the pshat in our Mishnah that says." That a cheresh, amidaber veino shemea, should not do a trumal, at least lechatchila. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis. Omar Rabbi Yosi Bar Aboin Al Karchach Itbar Dehid Rabbi Yosi. It has to be that this is only Shittas Rabbi Yosi and not Rabbanon that say Lechatchil Shandu Truma. Why? The Taninon Chamisha Seikad Meso. The Mishnah started with the five people that should not do Truma. That's how our Masechta started. For Loi Tanisa Imoin. We're not mentioning their Cheresh. Why you don't mention Cheresh as part of the list? Why it's a standalone part of the Mishnah? Maybe you want to tell me, because the first five, we're talking about people that can do truma, and if they do, it doesn't work, like for a goy, for example. But a cheresh, it does work with the evit. So that's why he's not included in this in the list of the five that we mentioned in the beginning. So if so, later in the Mishnah, we're going to have another list of five that lechatchila should not do truma, but if they did, it does work. We don't mention cheresh in that list. Why don't you mention that in the list? You see from here, says the Gemara, you have to say it's Rabbi Yosi. And that's why it's a separate segment on its own. Because Rabbanon argue in this. Rabbanon hold that a cheresh could do truma even lechatchila. So the first five in our Mishnah says who cannot do truma even b'dievet. Later can have a list of five that cannot do truma lechatchila b'dievet, they could do according to everybody. And now we have also cheresh who's able to speak, that only according to Rabbi Yosi can do lechatchila, so that's why it has its separate segment, and that's a raya that this part of the Mishnah goes only according to Rabbi Yosi. Continues the Gemara and says, Tamon Tanin, and there we learn that kol chayovim b'ri'iyo chutz b'cheresh shoy tevekotah. The mitzvah of yiroi kol zchucha to be oyle l'regel to come to Beis HaMikdosh, everybody has to do it except cheresh shoy tevekotah. Says the Gemara, chavraya b'shem amlozer. Why? How do we learn that? We learn from Akil, because there also says ri'iyo. And you learn from there that it says leman yishmeun veleman yilmedun. They have to be able to learn and they have to be able to hear. For the fact that it says they have to be able to hear, so from here you learn that a cheresh does not come to Beis HaMikdosh, is not mechuyov in hakel, is not mechuyov in ri'il. Says the Gemara, at kedoin medaber v'ino shmea. That's if he speaks and he can't hear. So he's included in the pasuk that says leman yishmeun, he has to be able to hear. What about shmea v'ino medaber? What happens to a person who is a mute? Meaning he's able to hear, but he's not able to talk. How do we know that he's not chayav in riyo? So the word it says in the pasuk they should learn, and you dashed leman yelamedu. They should be able to teach. It means he has to be able to talk, so he's able to teach Torah. And therefore, a mute is not chayav in riyo. So the word of you know hadom or the lace klaloi the Rebbe klolin. From here you learn that the rules of Rebbe. Rebbe gives a rule, as we saw in our Mishnah. The Mishnah gave a rule. That it's stam cheresh, shedibu chachomim, regular cheresh that chachomim spoke about, is someone who's a deaf mute. He's not able to hear, he's not able to talk. So this rule is not a solid rule. This rule has exceptions. There are some times that cheresh is mentioned in the Mishnah, it does include someone who is able to talk, who is able to hear. And even though Rebbe said a klal, it's yaitse min a klal. How do we say that? The Tanina, and then we learn cheresh, and here we're going to skip the line according to Reb Chaim's here. So we talk about the case that we just mentioned. Regarding Re'iyo, and it says over there, V'savin Meimar, Shemea v'no medaber cheresh, medaber v'no shemea cheresh. Meaning we included in Re'iyo that one who's not obligated to do Re'iyo, not only a deaf mute, but also someone who's able to hear and can talk, or someone who's able to talk and can't hear, they all are potter from Re'iyo. So when the Mishnah says cheresh is potter, it includes a deaf or a mute, not only deaf mute. So you see that the rule the Rebbe said, any time Rabbanan spoke about cheresh, I mean the deaf mute, doesn't apply always. The word continues, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We have another case like this, because it says cheresh shecholatz ve'cheresh shecholzo, regarding chalitza, that it's done when one dies without children, and the brother doesn't want to marry the wife, he has to do chalitza. So if he's a cheresh, or the woman is a chereshes, ve'cholatzetz lakoton, or someone who does, a woman who has chalitza, and the man is a katan. Chalitza is a psula. In all these cases, the chalitza does not work. And the Gemara explains why. They're not able to say the words of the chalitza. And the pasuk says, V'omar v'omro. He needs to say, and she needs to say. They need to be able to speak. If they can't speak, there's no chalitza. V'tanin and I, we learn in our Mishnah, that cheresh, the Yibru Chachomim, the regular cheresh, the Chachomim mentioned, b'chol mokum, everywhere, she'en lo shemea v'lo medaber, is only someone doesn't hear, doesn't speak. And here, clearly, in this Mishnah, we talk about chalitza. We said that because he's not able to talk, so he can't do chalitza, mashra, even if he is able to hear, but he's not able to talk, that's also included in the Cheresh, who is not Kenadu Chalitza. So you see from here, Hadom Seya Rabbeinu, that's what Rabbeinu just said, Rabbeinu Omar, Hodo Omro, this teaches you to lace clothing the Rebbe clothing, that the klal, the rules the Rebbe said, is not a solid rule that always applies. There's exceptions to the rule, as we have these two examples that tell us that even though the Mishnah says Cheresh, it doesn't necessarily mean a Cheresh, a Shein or Shemeh, Avein or Medaber. It could be also if he's missing only one of them. And with this we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas, Daf Zayin.